Now's the time to find your color, your paint, and everything to get started during Red, White, and Blue Savings at the Home Depot. Transforming your room is easier than ever. With the best deals online and in-store, you can confidently select your color and the tools for your next paint project. Get a colorful new experience and the right paint for the right price. Save $10 on 1 gallon and $40 off 3 and 5 gallons for a limited time only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Limit 25 gallons per household. See store for details.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Psst. Folks, if you didn't already know, we are celebrating our one-year birthday very soon. We're having a one-year party over at the Apex Lounge at Zouk on the 20th of April. It's a Wednesday night, but don't worry about that. Get yourselves over there. You make sure you register. Head over to bfm.my/1TTON. Get your name signed up. There's going to be comedy. There's going to be music by Indigo and Co. There's going to be me and Adeline and a whole bunch of other stuff. Make sure you're there. Make sure you sign up. We'll see you there. Now, enjoy the show. BFM 89.9, the business station. It is that time of night. My name is Rich Bradbury.
And I'm Adeline Chu.
We are joined in the studio by...
Suhaili Michelin.
Hello. Suhaili
How
Michelin.
Are you?
Very well.
Good, thank you.
Just saying at the top of the show, I don't remember the last time I interviewed you, but I think it was 2010, something like that. I think.
Well, I mean, if you say early days, you probably...
Early days. Back then when everybody was a lot younger, you know, including me.
Not that young, lad.
What have you been up to then? not seen you in a while.
Actually, like just today, I just came up from rehearsals. Mm-hmm. I'm actually going to be performing in a work, in a double bill performance.
Right.
That's happening in June on the 10th, 11th, 12th.
Okay.
It's an old work. It's a 10-year-old work. See, that's not as bad as 2010.
Uh-huh.
It's a 10-year-old work that they've been reworked.
Right.
And I'm playing, there's actually two works. I'll be performing the first work as one of the main performers. So it's a lot of stamina.
Uh-huh.
What's the first one called?
Endurance. It's called From Soho to Shinjuku.
Oh, tell us about it then.
The choreographer had actually premiered her work. Her name is Pip Fong. Mm-hmm. So she, 10 years ago, they actually did the work in London and Japan. Mm. But having said that, they've also lived in those two countries, Soho, London, and Shinjuku, Japan. And because of the inspiration they got from the city and how they adapt to living there and understanding the way culture is there, so that's how they created this work. That goes on for about half an hour or so. I think it's a lot more longer.
I mean, you're
feels
talking
like
about,
I don't stop.
That's it. I mean, you're talking about stamina. What's required out of it then? What's so different about it?
I feel like I'm going, in comparison with the other dancers, that they were actually comparing how long we're on stage.
Uh-huh.
So they were saying Suhaili is just going to die. It's like on and then go off and change and come on again and then stay on and go off. Not to just take a breather, maybe a breather as I change again and come on. So it's just full on. Like I didn't expect that the work would be as of much demand.
Right.
Then when I watch it on a video. And then this, because it's an old work, I have to actually review all the stuff that this other dancer worked on.
Right.
And she's so powerful. Like she's from, she was trained in London and also a professional in a very, very well-known company called Rombert. So she's full on. So that gives me like the chance. She's like, oh dear, Suhaili, all the best. You gotta like, you know, you gotta get through this and make sure you're, I mean, it's a 10-year-old work and she's awesome.
Like, yeah.
She's just power through.
Right.
So.
I mean, but you know, you've got a degree in dance from, you know, the VCA.
Yeah.
And you've taught a lot and you're not exactly like somebody who's not powerful yourself, you know, let's be fair about that.
Donkeys
years ago. But even so, I mean, you know, you're still powering through and you're still doing like events like this, right? I mean,
oh, it's exciting. Like, I mean, yeah, apart from the demand that's needed, I think that's what's driving me even more passionate about getting to know the work, getting to know the dancers. And mind you, these dancers, it's a half and half of the young breed and the not so young breed. So they are, Pit Fong and Ming did this work 10 years ago. And they're actually almost close to my parents' age, but in their 50s.
Yeah.
So to rework things, it's also to adjust to how capable they can, how low they can go,
their stamina,
how fast they can jump or run. So it's a lot of adjustments here and there, but that's why I have a lot of coming in and coming out because they've kind of like, they're like, okay, so he can't do it. So you're going to come in, Suhaili, and you're going to be doing it a lot more faster.
Right.
Or a lot more higher. Or like, get your leg high. They're like, sure, no problem, guys. Great. But you know, it's fun. Yeah. The challenge gives you the fact that whatever age you are at or how long you've been in this, I think it's always great to have that challenge. Yeah. Otherwise,
what's the point?
It's boring. Yeah.
Okay. We're going to take a short break. We'll be back after this music. Quick announcement, though. We have a giveaway. 0162019000. Answer the question that we give you. Include your full name, your IC, why you deserve to win, and all that usual stuff. And if you want to get in touch,
we're at BFMTTON or BFM Radio. And don't forget to follow us on Instagram at BFMTTON as well.
We'll be back with Suhaili in just a few minutes. Please do not go anywhere. This is BFM 89.9, the business station. BFM 89.9, the business station. It is that time of night. I'm Rich Bradbury.
And I'm Madeline Jones.
This is
Suhaili.
She's there. She's not going anywhere. So just before the break, we were talking a little bit about the show. Well, what do you call it? A double bill from Soho to Shinjuku and Half Man, Half Myth. Half Man, Half Myth, we've not really spoken about, though. So what's that about?
To be honest, I haven't actually watched the rehearsal process yet because I'm not part of it.
Boo.
Oh, no. I tried to, but I'm not a boy.
They won't let you in because you're not a boy.
She would just die. Like, she's
going to
be
technically half man. I just need to put a woo. So,
put in some mustache, you know.
That's not a problem. It's basically a work consisting of 6 men, if I'm not mistaken. And they're going to be performing on a platform.
Right.
And they're not allowed to go anywhere. So it's about it's pretty high. It's a platform that's only a square like kind of podium, and it's probably 7 feet high.
Wow,
that's pretty high.
6 people on this podium.
Oh, separate tiny podiums.
Okay. Oh, separate podiums each. Wow.
So I haven't.
That sounds really interesting.
We were meant to watch it and give our feedbacks about it, but unfortunately, we couldn't get everyone together. So only till maybe end of April that we'll manage to see and give our feedbacks. I mean, the other dancers were not part of it. So yeah, exciting.
Good stuff. I want to talk to you about something that I didn't know until I got my cheat sheet today. And it's something that I can relate to. Scoliosis.
Yeah.
You had it when you were a kid. I mean, you still got it now, I assume. Yeah.
Yeah.
At the age of 12, yeah.
At the age of,
because I have that too, right?
You do?
Yeah, I've had it since I was a kid. Scoliosis and a couple of other things. How did you get through your treatment? What did they treat you with? And how did they treat you?
Obviously the procedure to go with is an operation where they stick a metal into your spine to have that rapid fixture, I call it. But our family doctor refused to do it on me because based on my age, I could still grow if with proper treatment, which is, you know, getting it massaged and going for swimming and keeping up with my dancing to keep it flexible and mobile. That's a very strong possibility that I could still grow and kind of improve it.
Right.
I mean, and it did.
For those folks that don't know what it is, it's a curvature of the spine, essentially, right?
It's an abnormality.
Of the spine. And some of the treatments that I used to go, when I was a very young boy, and it was a real problem because I was born with my hips twisted and scoliosis and a whole bunch of other problems.
Right.
And so I was one of those kids who, I got bullied mercilessly for the first few years of my life, right? But here's what they used to do to me is they would literally put me on like a rack. So you would be on like this bench and they would attach weights to your feet. And then this kind of bench would have, and what it would do, it was slightly pull. So it would pull for like 2 inches at a time.
To elongate
you. And because you're a kid, you know, you're still flexible and your spine. But I tell you, you know, by the time you get out, it literally was torture.
Yeah.
You know, but the one thing that I did get out of it, and same for you, was that, you know, they sent me for swimming and they made sure that I did my swimming, which is incredible for scoliosis. You know,
but what's
really
the process? I mean, like, how long do you need to swim, or like, how long does it take to actually?
It doesn't. I mean, there's no real cure per se, unless Suhaili's just said, you know, you need to go and have it operated on. But it's a very delicate procedure. There's lots of nerve endings. There's chances of there being damage. So the issue is, how do you keep it flexible and how do you keep it less of a problem? Mm. And it's all about keeping mobile. You know, Suhaili's got it nailed to the head. She's mobile all the bloody time. You know, she's dancing over here. She's dancing over there. She's probably swimming 10 hours a day. I don't know.
But, are you perfectly fine right now in terms of do you still have scoliosis?
So far, thank God, I don't have major problems. Mm-hmm. Even as I'm dancing now and, physically, it can be pretty demanding in space. I know because of the intense treatment that I had to go through, which is Pilates, to know, my doctors who massage me would tell me, if you find this part of your body painful, you've got to nail that part and just, hang on and put a lot of pressure, not some, put a lot of pressure. And so it doesn't go back to its abnormality where you will get comfortable, because that's when it's really it'll get worse. Yeah. It'll worsen. Yeah. So I've got to feel uncomfortable to make sure it looks
right.
Correct.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
It does totally make sense, yeah. I mean, and the thing is, it's a family thing, and I've seen my mum over the few years, she's getting slightly hunched and she's slightly twisted. And I see that. And that's kind of what motivates me to think, I need to nail this down right now, and look after it. But anyway, that was a slight departure from what we wanted to talk about. But it's interesting, for people that are involved in stuff like dancing and like sports and one thing or another, it just goes to show that, even people who have problems can do great stuff.
Yeah, it shows how dedicated you are.
If you're dedicated enough. I mean, I'm just looking at it, you've danced on festival circuits in the US, Spain, Australia, Singapore, all over the place, I mean, how do you keep yourself motivated, though? I mean, you must get tired physically and mentally. So how do you keep yourself going?
To keep myself going, I would always... because I teach as well.
Yeah.
There's always a reminder. I mean, this is the more serious part of how I keep myself positive, is to look at kids and go, these are kids that are looking up to me as well. And I feel like I am part of... they're growing up in terms of teachings, and also if I'm not dancing, how would I like to see other people dance next time, and that's a huge responsibility. But apart from that, you want to have fun. Like recently I've just gone into diving.
Oh, really?
So diving, it's good for my spine.
And it's new.
Yeah. And that's I take up, the sessions of diving in a day, you can go to at least 3 dives in the sea. And so I've learned to compromise, things that are just under stress. If I were, if I were to be dancing all day, in space, and then I'll always, find balance in other ways that I can, which is right now diving. So that it's a totally different world. So I quite enjoy this whole shift of understanding my body, understanding the inspiration I can get, not just by what I see every day or who I teach, but now I'm learning other things. Down under. No, you know what I mean. But I'm not a very difficult person to connect with or to just find little things to get inspired by, because this is what I do. I always have to keep reminding myself that I have to be grateful for the little things that happen or the little things that are leading towards something new. I love traveling. I love collaborating. I think that's the thing that keeps me going as well.
Right.
Meeting new people, exploring new stuff, and taking the risk of trying new things.
I mean, and I suppose that's kind of the beauty of dance is once the kind of basics have been established and you've learned all your basic steps and your kicks and you can do pretty much whatever you want, within a degree.
Yeah, but that's the argument there of when someone is so technical, how do you allow this person to make sure they don't get bored? You can easily get so bored with the same routine here and there, but how do you allow them to open their mind and allow themselves to explore? That's the challenging part that I find in dancers, particularly young students, because they don't know how to expand their mind. So
right.
Yeah, that's. I think that's the motivation as well that I have
right.
to like.
That keeps you going, right?
Yeah, allow them to see what I do because, like I said, I believe that I'm an influential person that they like to know more about, or that I don't just work on dance, that I like to work on other stuff as well. Mm. So yeah.
So when you're talking about teaching kids and one thing or another, I mean, do parents kind of come to you with some kind of expectation as to how they want their kids to look when they dance? I mean, do they go away with what they expect for the most part?
I used to be approached with that, with these questions, but I don't anymore for some strange reason. Mm. It's not strange though. It's like, I'm supposed to
they
be.
Know who you are too highly. You know, they've already seen you dance. They know, right?
Yeah. So it's. I think that my challenge is because mom and I are running the school together. So it's the expectations of the young teachers,
right?
That they are. They would like to ask a lot about. So it's not about me anymore. They'll always say, yeah, we know about you. We know that if you're teaching our daughter's class, it's fine. Mm. It's how can you give us the confidence that these other teachers that you are assisting the classes would be. Mm. So again, I find that as a challenge. Take it as a positive feedback and work on my young teachers.
Well, I mean, that's a good question. That's a good point there. So, I mean, how difficult was it for you to identify who to hire to be part of your school?
We don't hire. We actually nurture our own young students.
Oh, that's when they teach the rest.
Yeah. Oh. We try. That's our way of working around our school. Rather than we try not to.
Right.
Hire outside. We nurture from.
Good idea. Okay, it's break time, folks. We're going to be coming back in just a couple of minutes, of course, with news from Page 2, and Smarty Pants is coming right up. You're looking forward to that, are you?
Yeah.
She's a liar, folks. Okay, 016-201-9000 if you want to take part in the competition, of course. And do look out for From Soho to Shinjuku and Half Man, Half Myth, which Suhaili isn't in, but she is in the other one. We'll talk more about that after the break. Don't go anywhere, folks. BFM 89.9, the business station. BFM 89.9, the business station. It is that time of night. My name is Rich Bradbury.
And I'm Adeline Chung.
With
Suhaili.
Folks, if you want to get in touch with us and, of course, Suhaili, you can get us on Twitter or at BFM Radio or at BFM TTON if you want to come straight through to us. And, of course, we have a giveaway, 016-201-9000. Listen out for the ads in between and you'll find out what we're giving away and how you can take part. That simple, right?
Very simple.
Very simple. Mm-hmm. So we've got news from Page 2, Adeline.
What's all the shouting?
All right, so in Shanghai, they're enforcing a new law, okay, towards for adults who do not visit their parents' often, so the parents can actually file a lawsuit against the kids.
Right.
And they're going to be enforcing
this. Just run that by
first
me again,
of May.
Right?
Okay. First of May, which is soon. And the aim is to actually improve the welfare of Shanghai's senior population, which stands at over 4.36 million people.
Okay, so from this, so we know that there's this burgeoning middle class in China, right? And because of that, there's fewer people looking after their parents and, of course, their grandparents. We know that.
I don't think it's just Shanghai. Everywhere.
No, that's what I mean, China. Yeah, China in general. So they're now saying to these parents, if your kids don't come and visit, you can sue them?
Yeah, your parents will sue them. But to me, I feel that it's your own kids. Why would you want to sue them?
Isn't this kind of going to go against, make the problem more of a problem?
Yeah, you are actually stirring.
You're stirring the pot.
Yeah.
Right? What do you think about this?
World War 4?
World War
4. I mean, can you imagine this, right? You know, your mum's calling her, hey, are you going to come and see me Sunday?
I'm sorry, mum.
I can't come and see you Sunday. I've got work to do. I really would love to, but I can't.
You'd be listening from my lawyers.
Yeah, you're going to be hearing from my lawyer. You've been served. Thanks, mum. All because I didn't like your turkey dinner last time. You know, but seriously, I mean.
But seriously, why? I mean, kids would. I mean, at this age, you know, kids earn money. They're going to give their parents some money. Well, most of them, some they don't. And when you sue your kids, okay, you're going to get money at the end of the day, maybe, or maybe not.
Yeah, but then you're going to, force your family apart.
It's going to force family apart. Right. Instead of, you know, getting together.
Yeah.
I don't think it's a good idea. I don't know what's up with these people in Shanghai,
Wasn't there a law before that they're only allowed to have one?
One child.
Yeah, but I think they actually demolished.
They got rid of that.
Yeah, got rid of that.
They got rid of that essentially because they realized that the way that Chinese culture has worked for so long is that having one child means that there's always somebody to look after you, right? But it's got to that point now because of that law. There wasn't enough kids. As soon as they got to the age of like 18, 20, 21, they would just go off and do whatever they wanted to do.
Yeah.
But the previous generation, with there being a daughter and a son and somebody else, there was enough to kind of go around. It's your turn this week to go and see mum, or it's your turn this week to go and see mum. So it resolved that issue. But now you have these kids who are just like, I have money for the first time. I have disposable income for the first time.
Yeah. Can they leave these people alone? Let them have more kids. Let them, do whatever they want instead of, enforcing laws like that and separating families apart.
Yeah, well, in hindsight, it's a wonderful thing, right? Hindsight is a wonderful thing. But when you have a population that's that large, you have to do something about it. I don't know if it is the right solution.
I don't think it's the right solution. No,
okay.
Definitely not.
Well, let's talk about daft laws then, because I've got one. This is coming out of Venezuela. And if you don't know that Venezuela right now, first and foremost, their economy is absolutely tanking. It's an awful economy right now. Now, they're at the point where there is crippling electricity shortages to the point where they're calling on having a Fridays off for most state employees for 2 months to try and cut down on the amount of electricity that's used in the country. It's drastic measures. Mm-hmm. And now Mr. Maduro, who's the head of state of Venezuela, has said people need to start making small changes to their routines. It is one of his suggestions. I mean, this guy's a bloody genius. Mm-hmm. And I say that jokingly. He said that women need to stop using hair dryers and offered alternative styling tips to these ladies. And he's come out and said, you only need to use these hair dryers on special occasions. This is a quote. I always think a woman looks better when she just runs her fingers through her hair and lets it dry naturally. this is the guy who's running a country, right? And the thing is, on one hand, you kind of want to see his vision of how he can save money and save electricity. But coming out straight like that and saying, to half of his population, stop using the hair dryers because you're causing our country problems.
How about men stop using electrical shavers then?
But okay, fair enough. But the power consumption of an electrical shaver is far less than a hair dryer. I mean, I will say that. It's true, mm-hmm. right?
Some guys do use hair dryers as well.
Absolutely, no doubt. We have people in the office with long-haired fellas that did it.
Like you too?
I don't have long hair. Come on. I don't remember the last time I used
a
hair dryer.
So he's basically going to shut down all the hairdressers.
This is one of his suggestions, is to keep some of the hair salons closed for extended periods of time until they can start generating enough electricity to keep the country going through.
How long is the power cut again?
They're doing it for 2 months first. It's like a trial period.
Oh my God.
But I mean, if you look back to the UK back in the late 60s, early 70s, they had a very similar thing. The power shortage was terrible. It was a 5-day working week.
Imagine if power cut for 2 months in Malaysia.
Yeah, I mean, it's not going to be whole 2 months.
It's Friday.
It's just a Friday.
Saturday,
Saturday, Sunday.
So shouldn't it, because he sits for special occasions,
right,
and events, and usually
which
events
normally
happen
on the weekend.
Yeah.
So maybe they'll move them forward to Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. We'll see. But he's given workers a full week off in March to save electricity as well. He cut the hours of more than 100 shopping centres across the country in previous months. Together with other measures, he's hoping to reduce electricity consumption by at least 20% over the next couple of months. Of course, his predecessor, Hugo Chavez, promised to solve the problem by 2010, but like Malaysia, he's still working on it. Anyway, it's still time for us to move on. We have this little thing that we like to call Smarty Pants.
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 Right then, Suhaili.
Yeah.
I know how excited you are about this.
Nervous, la.
No, she's not nervous. Come on, she's competitive, this one. Right. How are you? 3 minutes to answer as many general knowledge questions as you can, right?
Okay.
You don't know the answer, just say skip and we move right on.
Okay.
Okay?
Oh,
yeah?
Dear. Okay.
Here we go. Actor Daisy Ridley is most prominent in which 2016 movie? Is it Suicide Squad, The Danish Girl, or Star Wars, The Force Awakens?
Star Wars!
Who wrote the famous novel Frankenstein? Was it Virginia Woolf or Mary Shelley?
Mary Shelley.
How many years has American Idol been on until their final season of this year? 12, 13, or 15 years?
15?
Well done. Seersucker is what type of fabric? Is it a silk or cotton?
Oh dear. Silk.
Oh, it's the other one. In the movie The Shining, what does the word red rum that was written by Danny mean? Death, kill, or murder?
Murder.
Correct. Who is the current manager for England's national football team? Harry Redknapp or Roy Hodgson?
Roy.
Correct. Well done. In Harry Potter, who was later known to be the half-blood prince? Dumbledore, Draco, or Snape?
Snape.
Rock legend Bruce Springsteen was born in which U.S. state? Tennessee or New Jersey? If you don't know, say skip.
Oh, skip.
Okay. Which animal is a symbol for the Rastafari religion? Is it the bear or the lion?
Lion.
Okay, well done. What is the name of the most famous ballet number by Tchaikovsky?
Swan Lake.
It's the Nutcracker.
Oh.
We've got it here anyway. So it could be Swan Lake, it could be Nutcracker. Which actor plays Lex Luthor in the latest Batman versus Superman movie? Is it Cillian Murphy or Jesse Eisenberg?
Jesse.
Complete this Savage Garden song lyric. I knew I loved you before I what you.
Thank God you didn't ask.
Met you.
Correct. What is Homer Simpson's middle name? John, Jim, or Jay?
Jay.
The famous ballet number Swan Lake was premiered in which year? 1865 or 1877?
77?
Correct. In which movie did Bill Murray's character relive the same day over and over and over again? Scrooge, Caddyshack, or Groundhog Day?
Groundhog.
Correct. What is a name given to describe a character's alter ego villain in DC Comics? Bizarro or Topsy?
Topsy?
It's Bizarro.
Bizarro.
Ballet shoes have a left side and a right side. True or false?
False.
What is the name of Mr. Bean's favorite stuffed animal? It's a bear, some kind of bear.
Yeah.
What would you normally call a bear?
Teddy.
Yes, well done. What is the head of a jellyfish called? Top or bell?
Bell.
Well done. Singer and performer Nicole Scherzinger used to be part of which girl pop group? All Saints or the Pussycat Dolls?
Pussycat.
Think Different is an advertising slogan for which company? Microsoft, Sony, or Apple?
Apple.
Correct. Who directed the 1999 cult hit movie Fight Club? Was it Steven Soderbergh or David Fincher?
Skip.
Local sports person Farrah Ann is associated with which sport? Swimming or gymnastics?
Gymnastics.
Final question. What is a name that Taylor Swift uses to describe the boy she liked in the song Teardrops on My Guitar? Steve, Dan, or Drew?
Oh, dear. Drew?
Well done. All right, we'll be back after these messages to find out how well Suhaili did. Please do not go anywhere. It is that time of night here on BFM 89.9, the business station. BFM 89.9, the business station. It is that time of night. I'm Rich Bradbury.
And I'm Adeline Chu.
We still have with us
Suhaili.
She's not run away. She stayed through and battled her way through Smarty Pants. Whole bunch of dings there. How well do you think you did?
Okay, la.
Pretty okay.
There was more dings than right? Yeah.
All right, so let's go through some of the questions. Seersucker is what type of fabric? Is cotton. Rock legend Bruce Springsteen was born in which U.S. state? Is New Jersey. What is the name of the most famous ballet number by Tchaikovsky? Is Nutcracker.
Well, it's debatable then, is it?
What is the name given to describe a character's alter ego villain in DC Comics? Is Bizarro. And finally, who directed the 1999 cult hit movie Fight Club? Is David Fincher. Ladies and gentlemen, Suhaili Michelin scored 19 points.
Well done. Good job.
Yay.
Right, it's almost time for us to wrap up, but as usual, we are going to forward sell Suhaili's event. Tell us more about it. We've already had a bit of a discussion about it, but where can people get tickets? How much is it? And when is it?
Okay, so we actually open on the 10th of June.
Mm-hmm.
That's an 8:30 show. And then we also have throughout the weekend, 10th, 11th, 12th. 11th, we have two shows, 3pm and 8:30. Apparently, the 3pm one on Saturday is sold out, as I've known today.
Already?
Yeah.
Wow.
So, and then we've got a Sunday last one at 3pm. So that's okay. A matinee. The venue's at the theatre in Deepak. That's at Empire Damansara.
Yeah.
You can get early bird tickets, which is until the 15th of May. Or if you're a D-card member, it can be cheaper. But at the moment now, the prices are 58 ringgit, 68 and 88.
Brilliant.
Good.
Okay then. Suhaili, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
Thanks for sitting through Smarty Pants. You're a brave person.
I did it.
You did it. Right. That was focus. So we have some silly facts to throw out. Adeline, what do you have?
So military commandos in Lebanon eat live snakes. So it's a tradition to display their strength and daring.
Yeah, to prove how much of a man you are. Look at me eating my snake. Yeah. Wait, that sounds so wrong.
Yeah.
Mine is a male black widow spider avoids being eaten by a female by smelling how ravenous she is.
Oh.
That sounds like a bad night in a nightclub. Anyway, ladies and gents, this has been That Time of Night. I've been Rich Bradbury.
And I'm Adeline Chung.
Our guest has been...
Suhaili.
Here we go. Good night, folks. We will be back again tomorrow, of course, from same time, same place, from deepest, darkest Banda Atama. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
Now's the time to find your color, your paint, and everything to get started during Red, White, and Blue Savings at the Home Depot. Transforming your room is easier than ever. With the best deals online and in-store, you can confidently select your color and the tools for your next paint project. Get a colorful new experience and the right paint for the right price. Save $10 on 1 gallon and $40 off 3 and 5 gallons for a limited time only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Limit 25 gallons per household. See store for details.